This is the BBC Light Programme. There will now be 30 minutes of, including several and also one or two. And now the voice of... That was the world's highest paid idiot, Mr. Siegel. One of the world's leading, also one of the world's biggest.
Mr. Beasley, deflate that pneumatic statue of Marilyn Monroe and read the inscription on the head of this pin.
The Goon Show.
Well said, well said, Walt. Hooray for the Goon Show, hooray, hooray, hooray.
Oh, stop that noise, you little greasy Welsh bubble.
What? Just for that, read this piece of paper.
You are... fired?
Yes, fired. And here's a week in lieu of.
Preposterous. Absolutely preposterous. You know very well my weekly in lieu of is always...
Agreed. But first, kindly diagnose this week's portion of Spike Milligan's head.
What?
Right. Forceps.
Biceps, big nuts.
Just as I thought. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting... Drums Along the Mersey.
My name is the Honorable Nedwood Seagoon, undefended world champion 1936, and scion of the noble house of Roughton. Any questions? No? Right. Drums Along the Mersey, part two. Floor of the bridal suite. I was aroused from my slumbers by a loud gesture. Major Budnock, the windows are closed.
I know, it's hell in here, lad. I can't sleep. Just reading my bedding. Look at this in the personal column.
Let me see. If Nedwood Seagoon last heard of in a drunken stupor off the coast of Ireland, will contact Messrs. McHairy McLegg, Scotland. He will inherit £1 million. £1 million! I'm off!
No, wait. Hey. £1 million?
Did you hear all that, Moriarty?
Oh! Oh, the power of money, all the money. Now, £1 million, oh!
One of our inmates is heir to £1 million.
£1 million, oh, money, money.
Right, now get up, you steaming international opportunist. Oil yourself and pack the jam tins. We're leaving at once for the Scotland.
Well, I'm very happy to see you in Scotland.
Yes.
Yes. So you are Neddy Siegel.
Yes, I am, yes. Now, what about the £1 million? I don't want it all at once. 12 shillings will see me all right for the week. I'm used to money, you know.
Well, you'll have to wait till we read the will.
Yes, the will. Well, read it. You don't doubt that I'm Neddy Seagoon, do you? I don't care what the milkman says. I tell you, I am Neddy Seagoon.
Further, the Mr. Seagoon said for ye.
Oh.
He's fainted downwards. Send in the gentleman.
Good morning.
Good morning. What time on?
We are Neddy Seagoon.
Both of you?
Yes, both of us. You see, Neddy Seagoon was twins.
He's bigger than I thought.
Mr. Seagoon, it's said to you.
Run for it, Moriarty. Next, please.
Thanks. I am Neddy Seagoon.
Yes, but this gentleman, feigning a swoon on the floor, said he was Neddy Seagoon.
It's what a lie, Neddy. It's a lie.
No.
I was only saying I was Neddy Seagoon till you got here.
Yeah.
You don't want your shoes clean, do you? Then I was going to let you say it.
Well, now, this... new gentleman fits the horrifying description given in these documents.
Eh? What?
All right. Now, if you will put on these baggy bladder kilts, my partner, Mr. McRed Hairy McLegs, here, will read Baron Seagoon's will.
Bachrnik hirna nechta furnim hurna nera hurn. Furnik inaka hurn dule hurn.
The will, the will!
Aye,
aye.
Aye, Baron Sigun, been of parcelish in mind, leave Neddy Sigun £1,000,000.
I'm rich! I can buy a wig!
Aye. Why, you're no allowed to spend our million till your 100th birthday.
I can't spend it until I'm 100.
Take it, lad. We'll sell it.
Yes, yes, I'll sell it. Part three, an auction sale. Gentlemen, the last item in an auction today is the valuable, attractive £1,000,000. What am I bid for £1,000,000?
What?
It's worth twice that. It's not enough. Very well. We'll auction Max Dolby.
Drums along the Mersey, part three, the third. Oh, Neddy Seagull, with £1,000,000, which he couldn't auction and couldn't spend till his 100th birthday.
Well done, Wong.
Well done.
Then, a stroke of luck, I was called to the British Museum.
We sent by you, Mr. Seagull. Oh, dear. We got a proposition to put to you, buddy. You mumbled it all. Oh, I love that rock and roll, buddy. Oh, yes, I remember that. We'd like to hire your £1,000,000 for a display of unique exhibits. It would be placed in a position of honor, buddy. Next to this ancient Peruvian calendar stone.
Calendar?
You've heard of them, of course. They're different from ours. Oh. For instance, Jim, where were you born?
1921.
That's a nice place to be born. Huh? if you were a Peruvian, you'd be 100 years old now.
100 years old? Did you hear that, Buttock? The million is mine if I become a Peruvian.
Quick to Peruvia.
Thank you. From there on, we took a boat. Then, disaster.
In, out, out, in, oh, oh. Cast adrift in an open boat, with only the sea to keep us afloat.
You're the cause of all the strife, getting caught with the captain's wife.
It's a lie, Mr. Fry. We were just good friends.
Good friends? It's a wonder both of you didn't catch a death of cold.
I know. I behave like an absolute bounder and a cad. It's the only way you can enjoy yourself these days.
Saved! Saved! Look what's bearing down on us!
Yes, two men in lifeboats. Hello, Neddy.
I seem to recognize that tone of face.
Neddy, we bring good tidings. May we come in?
Of course, but wipe your feet. I've just done the step.
Neddy, we have just discovered, through the courtesy of Mr. Benteen, that you are a Peruvian.
What? But Mother said I was born in South Wales.
Of course. Didn't you know that Cardiff originally came from Peru on a raft?
This is wonderful, man. But how can I prove that all Welsh people come from Peru?
Really, it's quite simple. You sailed from South America to Cardiff on this cardboard raft.
Aye.
And the £1 million is yours to spend right away, Mara.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes. Yes, indeed, little Welsh blubber. You try this Contiki-type craft at once.
Good! It fits the ocean perfectly.
I know. It was specially tailored for the Atlantic.
Yes.
Now, look at all those holes we've made. You can't get them like these days.
And all we're asking is 3 and 6.
It's a deal. No, wait.
What?
I haven't got any money.
No! You have what? What about the £1 million?
Well, I can't spend it.
You can pawn it.
Where?
Moriarty, inflate the rubber pawn shop.
Voila! Step inside, little Neddy.
Good morning, sir. Nice day for a pawn.
This £1 million, how much will you allow me on it?
English money, eh? No, we don't usually lend money on antiques.
Antiques? These pounds are right up to date. Why, only the other day, an American offered me a shilling for one of them.
Oh, that's different if the Hearns like them. I can let you have, 7 shillings.
Here, Moriarty, 7 shillings. The rest is mine. Cast off!
Maybe it's because I'm Peruvian.
But I'm not in Kessel. Maybe it's because I'm Peruvian.
There he goes with his specially tempered map and compass. Bon voyage, little Welshman. Goodbye.
On February, Seagoon's attempt to prove the Peruvians were Welsh began.
Yes, we left the coast of Peru and, using Moriarty's special map and tempered compass, carried the raft inland.
Pant.
Look here, Seagoon, you carry it a while. I think I'll get up in the crow's nest.
I can't understand it. 100 miles inland and no sign of whales.
Don't worry, I've got my big naval harpoon ready.
Wait a Budlock. I'm looking for whales, the fish. I'm looking for whales, the land. Wait a minute. This compass. What's the time by your watch?
East, nor-east.
Just as I thought. This compass is slow. It says 2:20.
Great brown nutted nurglers. Those villains, they switched the compass for the wristwatch.
Gad, and not being men of the sea, we don't know which is which.
Well, now here's a pretty kettle of fish.
So it is. A damn silly face to leave it.
Yes. Well, we can't stand here all day making these wonderful jokes.
All right. Forward! I think we're near a river.
Nonsense. No river could survive with me in it. I've been banned by the LCC Public Baths Anti-Pollution Committee.
I know. Let's get out of the water and see if our draw cellular are wet. They are wet, so it is a river.
What? And I'll soon tell you its name. Give me that mug. It's the Amazon.
How do you know?
It says so on the map here.
A river on the map? We can't leave it there. Help me get it back into the water. One, two, up!
Good shot, sir. Right between the banks.
How painful. Wait. What fools we are.
What?
How are we going to get the raft across? The river's full of water.
Well, it's quite simple. Build a bridge and carry it across. How else?
Kim, bum, bada, boo. Liberace, too.
I don't know who he is, but he's got the right idea.
It's a native drummer and his quartet about to play the latest recording. Hop!
I said one, two, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. I said giddy up, giddy up, ding dong, 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 giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. I went riding the other night. I picked out a horse on my waterside. The name of the horse was Ding Dong. As I was riding, I was singing this song. I said, giddy up, giddy up, ding dong, giddy up, giddy up, ding dong, giddy up, giddy up, ding dong, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. We rode and rode the whole night through. The horse was tired and I was too. I've got a date with my gal at age. Come on, Ding Dong, we can't be late. I said, giddy up, giddy up, ding dong, giddy up, giddy up, ding dong, giddy up. Giddy up, ding dong, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. Tell us some more. That's nice. Got to my girl's house, the lights were down. She was sitting on the porch with the toughest guy in town. If I butted in, he might decide to use force. I thought to myself, boy, stick to the horse. Giddy up, giddy up, ding dong, giddy up, giddy up, ding dong, giddy up, giddy up, ding dong, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. I said, giddy up, giddy up, ding dong, 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 giddy up. Giddy up and ding dong, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. Get up there and say ding dong, ding dong. Giddy up.
Stop that anti-sequel applause. And you, sir, how dare you sing in the middle of a steaming jungle without dressing for steaming dinner?
Me tula yakabula.
Not in these trousers, you weren't.
Come. Come, white man. You follow me. Me keep missionary burning in the window for you.
With the aid of a rough jungle beer, I was carried inland.
I had a rough jungle brandy and followed much later.
How much further, Chief?
Only 2 miles. Or with your legs, 20.
Duck's disease. The curse of the seagoon.
Never mind, lad. You're still clearing the ground behind. I say, though, it's a good job you haven't got the curse of the blood knocks.
Tell me, Dennis, what is the curse of the blood knocks?
Me. You see, I'm the black sheep of the family.
Don't worry. Me also black sheep of the family.
Yes. I suppose. Oh, yes.
Yes. Stop, look!
What?
A native village. Then this must be Drums Along the Mersey, part 3. We were led to a rude wooden hut.
Inside was a rude wooden bed.
On it lay a rude wooden man.
And a rude wooden welcome to Perun, Eddie.
Good heavens, it's rude wooden Baron Seagoon. The man who left me £1 million in his rude will.
Then it is true. He's rudely dead.
That was mere rude idle gossip. I just overslept one morning. Now, Neddy, hand over the £1 million. It's not yours till I die.
I haven't got it.
Quit stalling. I planned this plan to get my £1 million out of England.
So this is all a trick? Well, it's misfired. I was forced to pawn the money with Goodpipe Finn.
Him? But this was his idea. Ah, double crosser. Where is he?
In a pawn shop in the Atlantic.
Then we've got him cornered. Show me the way, and I'll give you half the million.
Which half?
The other half.
Which half are you having?
The other half.
I say, you're cutting it fine, aren't you? Shut up, shut up, shut up.
Oh, yes.
Shut up, shut up, shut up.
Shut up, Lando.
We accept, but we warn you, Baron, if you try anything funny, you won't get a laugh from us.
Right, give me the pawn ticket. Follow me.
Into the Atlantic we plunged. I swam strongly. My duck's disease is now being a boon.
We swam steadily for a week, then another week, in that order.
I think this is the spot.
Are you sure?
Positive. I recognize the ocean.
Well, the pawn shop's not here.
Perhaps it moved.
Moved? What a cunning method of concealment. After them!
Weary of swimming, our heroes remounted and headed for the Savoy Hotel, Frith Street.
Oh, lovely moolah.
Yes.
Oh, the power of money. Let's cut it again, buddy.
Yes.
£1 million and all in money. Oh, buddy, oh.
Oh, what luxury, Moriarty. Let's face it, we've never had it so good. Moriarty, say something for me.
Dine a dog.
No! Oh.
With hinges.
Oh. Say, come in for me, Moriarty.
Come in for me, Moriarty.
Gentlemen, I am the manager. Is everything to your liking?
Everything except your impression of a Frenchman.
Murky, mon ami. Was your breakfast satisfactory this evening?
The fish had a bone in it.
I'll have it dismissed at once. Poisson, you are fired. By the way, sir, there are three gentlemen on horseback swimming up the stairs to see you.
Oh. Well, lay out my horsehair bathing costume and rubber toga and ask them to come in, would you?
Hands up, all of you.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute! We're on your side!
Not anymore, Neddy. I want my £1 million.
It's the Baron. What are you doing out of the jungle? You'll catch your death of cold.
I want that £1 million, and I want it fast. I'm going to sing the whole of Act 3 from Tosca, and if you haven't handed over by then, I shall sing Act 4.
You purple devil incarnate.
But there isn't any Act 4 in Tosca.
Then you've less time than you think. King Kong in a life pool.
Oh, gentlemen. Gentlemen. Please. Oh, please, gentlemen.
King Kong in a life pool.
Gentlemen.
Round power.
Gentlemen, please. Please, gentlemen.
In time.
Gentlemen. Gentlemen. Gentlemen, please. There is a charge of £6. There is a charge for £6 for singing and fighting in the royal suite.
That's what I was afraid of.
It's a pleasure here.
Da! Wait, this money is a forgery.
What? Moriarty, that £6 came from the million. That means the whole lot is a forgery.
Come on, hand it over. But keep both hands raised in the air. Now, anybody got a ladder? No? Well.
I'm going to call the police. Police?
Hello, my good man. What's going on here?
Are you a policeman?
Yep. Want to know the time?
Just a minute.
That's right. It's just a minute past. That's right. Well, good boy.
Have a good time. How's your old dad? Everything's fine. Oh, my love.
Just a moment, officer.
That rhythm baron is in possession of forged money.
I arrest you. I arrest you in a Nimmerdaloo.
Oh. No. It's not mine. It belongs to Liddy. I listed him in my will.
But it's not mine until you're dead.
Well, you'll soon have it. Goodbye.
There now, it's all yours, Nitty. Officer, arrest that forger.
You can't arrest me, I'm a Peruvian.
A Peruvian forger? You'll get life for this, Nitty.
Come on, all right.
That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Seacombs, Mike Milligan, Valentine Tile, with the Relative Quartet and Max Geldray. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Scott, script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Greenspade, the program produced by Peter Eaton. Here is an announcement for listeners still wondering why this program was called Drums Along the Mersey. While the program was being broadcast, there were, in fact, several drums beating along the Mersey. Those with their windows open may have heard them. Thank you.